So, Eileen Doherty, member of the MICA Action Group, you're speaking at an EU webinar coming up now this week, talking about defective concrete products both in Ireland and further afield. So what will you be bringing to this webinar and what are you going to be explaining?
Well, I think it's important to go back maybe some time. Over the last few years, the members of the MICA redress team have been very aware that there are other minerals, including mica and pyrite and pyrrhotite and whatever, that are seemingly having an effect on the crumbling of these homes and Donegal and obviously in other counties. So we have been doing work over the last few years to really try and understand this a bit more. In the working group last summer, we also raised this as a key issue with the government and asked them to ensure that the newly revised IS465 protocol took into account the other minerals aside from mica. So what happened was we were invited as a delegation to Brussels in December, and we asked the left group who supported us and brought us to Brussels if they would facilitate an online seminar, a seminar with ourselves and another number of experts further afield. For example, this issue is an issue in Canada. It's also an issue in Connecticut in the US. And we asked if those experts who have been involved in researching these minerals, which is mica, pyrite and pyrrhotite, would come together as a delegation to try and better understand how these minerals are affecting and crumbling, the crumbling in our homes.
So this then is applying an international approach then to to the national issue and to the issue in Donegal and Mayo, especially of mica. It's collecting this international expertise, collecting it through the guise of the left party in the European Parliament to try and find perhaps different perspectives and perhaps different solutions to these issues?
We're trying to better understand what their knowledge is in relation to these minerals and how that knowledge can be brought together to help us better understand what's happening with these homes in Ireland. And we have been working with these experts over the last number of months, and this is finally a coming together of the delegation now this week on Thursday in terms of the EU seminar. Now, what we plan to do is, following even the seminar, we plan to, over the next number of months, to undertake research collectively to try and better understand the impact of these minerals, because we have some understanding of mica, but as a combination of mica, pyrite and pyrrhotite, there is really little understanding of how they interact together. So those are the kind of things we'll be trying to work with these international experts to try and get a better understanding and help come to a proper solution for the mica issue.
And of course, I guess it begs the question, with partly involvement of one of the parties in the European Parliament, do you think then, perhaps looking closer to home, could there be a more European solution to the mica crisis? Could you see this perhaps down the road as a way of perhaps bringing this issue to the light of the European Parliament and perhaps maybe even getting EU funding or the like to help rebuild and repair homes that have been affected by mica, not only in Ireland, but perhaps elsewhere within the Union?
Effectively, this is another mechanism to try and ensure that there's an EU spotlight being shown on this issue that's happened in Ireland. I mean, ultimately, it's important to say that we still always will want to see a public inquiry happening as a result of this issue. That is something that we haven't forgotten about. But what we also want to ensure is that the key stakeholders who are trying to understand and who will be involved in revising the IS465 protocol, that they are engaged also, and that they ensure that they are working based on the best scientific knowledge and research that there is. And this is an opportunity for us to ensure that research and those experts are brought together to inform that.